Welcome back, creeps. Welcome to your November titillating tales of true terror. What the fuck is going on?
November.
Yep. Thanks. Great input there. Thanks. So this month we got, it was actually pretty low on the old stories coming in, which is fine. I figured.
Yeah, where is everybody?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it the other day, and I reckon all of the podcasts were asking for stories for this month. Because there was a lot of like Halloween specials and stuff.
Or a last pick.
Well, no, we ask every month.
Oh.
You know, so it's totally understandable.
You think we bled our resources dry?
No, I'm not upset.
Bleeding resources dry means like we tapped them
out. I know.
That's so random.
No, I feel like everybody was just, you know, sending their scares elsewhere, which is fine.
Yeah.
But we are back and we do have some listener stories for you, and they're gonna be freaking amazing.
Okay.
All right. Also, I have a confession to make. I think I told you last night, I've been watching a lot of gross like pimple popping videos.
Yeah, you did. You tried to trick me into watching one, and I quickly dodged a bullet there because I knew what the fuck was coming, and I said no thank you. I have a full tummy.
Bad, it doesn't make me feel sick. I'm like,
oh, good for you.
Yeah, so, and I thought about
this. Good for
this.
You. Yeah, that's not all across the board in the human race, Adam.
Well, so I thought about it, and I reckon, like, you know the way I have the audio sensitivity, but visually I'm fine. Like, maybe if the videos were, like, making weird noises, I'd be like, bleh. But no, so I've just been watching people squeezing stuff out of weird places, and I cannot stop.
Well, first of all, that sounded gross.
I mean, it is gross. Like, the videos are fucking disgusting, and I know they are, but I'm like, God, it looks so satisfying though.
Yeah, no, I think the only thing that I'd be okay with anyone squeezing out of anything would be toothpaste out of a tube. That's it. You know what I like? I like those videos. It's a recent thing, and I don't binge watch them or anything. I just thought it was pretty cool to watch those people who cut soap.
Yeah, that kind of gets put into the ASMR thing.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
There's this person that cuts it like just perfectly, like slices it.
Yeah.
And then like slices through the soap, and it all just comes like all evenly. Like,
yeah,
and then it's like they start on a new slate, and I'm like,
and it makes loads of noise, like,
yeah, and I'm like, oh my god, I bet that smells so good.
Yeah, it just seems really wasteful. I wonder, like, do they then use the soap?
So that was also one of the comments, like, this seems very wasteful. And then a fan, I'm assuming, was very quick to add,
hey, back the fuck off, Sarah. She washes in this shit, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, her dishes smell like, what's that shit? Primrose.
Irish spring.
Yeah.
They take all that soap and they put it back in a mold because you can like
remold it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. All right. Anyway, let's get started with some spooky stories.
I can smell the Irish spring in my nose right now.
Like, I don't just think from we memory. Actually have Irish spring at home.
Like, just from memory, I can smell it. I think that's the soap that I bit into when I was a kid.
You bit into soap. I ate sunscreen.
Gross.
But it was peach flavored.
Oh, you so thought it smelled, was going to be.
Well, it smelled exactly like the Yoplait peach yogurt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did not taste like it.
We learned.
Yep.
We learned those
But that's
days.
What summer smelled like for me growing up.
Aww. Little pink boy with blonde hair. All right, so.
Tell me a fucking story.
All right, this is from Lifeless Tales.
Reddit user,
Lifeless Tales. A quick intro. My name is Cash. My mother is Pakistani, and Urdu is her first language. This will make sense later. I was attending a one-hour shift at an elderly gentleman's house. He was in his 60s and lived alone. He was sitting in the front room, listening to music cassettes, while I cooked his dinner. Once his dinner was ready, I administered his medication and told him that his dinner was ready on the dining table in the kitchen. He went to the kitchen to eat whilst I sat in the front room. This is where things got creepy. He was listening to American rock songs. Then all of a sudden, I heard a lady's voice coming from the cassette player. She said, "Tumhar bete ka nam Cash hai?" Which means, "Is your son's name Cash?" This was repeated twice, followed by the voice of my mother responding to the question by saying, "Han," which means yes. Then the rock music continued to play. I couldn't believe what I had just heard. So I rewinded the tape in several attempts while holding my iPhone next to it, hoping to record a voice memo of what I had just heard. But I had no luck. Then there was a loud bang sound that came from the corridor. I initially thought that the elderly gentleman had dropped something until I saw him standing in the kitchen, staring towards the corridor, equally as confused as me. At the sight of a radiator on the floor that would have had to have been lifted from its hinges and dropped on the floor. If things weren't creepy enough, all of a sudden, one of the chairs at the dining table dragged across the kitchen, followed by the elderly gentleman staring upstairs and saying, "Oh, hi, Jim." The floorboards upstairs then began to creak. After hearing that, my entire face went tight and tears of fear just started pouring down my face. The elderly gentleman walked back to the kitchen to eat his food, so I quickly ran upstairs to see if Jim was an intruder, but there was no sign of him. Luckily, my shift was nearly over, so I lifted the radiator and hooked it back onto the hinges on the wall before I said bye and left. This was one of the most terrifying experiences. Still creeps me out whenever I think about it. I've had many paranormal experiences, but not one quite like this one. Thought I'd share this with you, lovely people.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
You think this poor old man was actually, well, I guess, yeah, he must have been seeing some. I wonder who Jim was then.
I don't know. It just, it to me, it feels like he was just the kid, that guy was the only one scared in all of this.
Yeah, like the old man was just like, "Oh, it's just Jim."
Yeah, and even then when the radiator fell on the floor, I feel like the only thing that startled him was a noise.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As it would anyone, I would suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My great granny, like, she just went into a home like this last week, but she was like, she would have carers come into the house like that and like look after it just for an hour, like in the morning or an hour in the evening. And like, I would get freaked out in that house just because I knew like she had lived there since like 1940s. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah, an old creepy fucking house. So I can only imagine.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to sleep in that house.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But like in my head, this old man lived in that house. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Also, you know what I thought the other day? She has been around since before television.
Really?
Yeah.
When was television?
I want to say 1927.
When was she born?
I think 1925.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and television was 1927. I Googled it the other day. Because it came up on a TV show and I was like, wait a minute.
So like, just because TV came about doesn't mean that year everyone got television sets.
Yeah, exactly. Like in Ireland, like it was probably like in the 50s or the 60s by the time it was like commonplace for everyone to have one, I think.
Yeah.
Like my granny and granddad, whose house me and my mom lived in when I was born, they didn't have a telephone when I was born in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So, what they have? How they communicate with the world?
They would go next door to borrow Kay's telephone. Yeah, or people would call Kay and she'd run in and leave a message for us.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Now, I don't know how long that was for, but anyway. Yep.
That's interesting.
All right. And this next one is from Angela, a happy squid.
Mm-hmm.
And she started off this message with, "I'm a patron and we've talked briefly on Instagram." And I was like, "Angela, chill.
We know
of course
who
we
are.
Know who you are."
Yeah, happy squid, hard to forget.
Yeah, no need for this introduction, but I appreciated it. And they said, "First off, thank you so much for making fun, spooky content. You're so fucking welcome. Thank you so much for absorbing this fun, spooky content. You guys are the highlight of my Friday mornings and probably sometimes my whole week, if I'm being honest. So, as we've discussed, I am working on a sort of paranormal autobiography for you guys. I definitely want to get it done and sent in, but, well, you've seen the outline. It's a bit of a daunting task. It's quite large, quite lengthy. Anyway, I got a little impatient with myself and decided to write in about two paranormal experiences that I've had that are very short but were really profound experiences for me. The first occurred about 6 years ago. I was working as a residential supervisor in a group home for adults with intellectual disabilities. Unfortunately, this was during a very stressful time in my life. I was in the midst of the death throes of my first marriage and was not in a good place mentally, emotionally, or even physically, really. So, unfortunately, a lot of stuff from this time period is a blur. All that to say, I know I had more experiences in this place, and I know I heard a lot of accounts from other staff, but unfortunately, I do not remember many of them. I remember one story the staff told me about hearing a female, which she assumed was the other staff on duty at the time, talking very aggressively to one of the residents in their bathroom. The staff went to tag out with their co-worker because whatever was going on in there, it sounded like the co-worker needed to take a break and go cool off because they were talking to the resident in a way that was unacceptable. When the staff got to the bedroom, the resident was sleeping and there was no staff person in the room or anywhere else upstairs. I also recall stories of poltergeist activity in the kitchen, paper plates flying across the room, lights going on and off, etc. Whoa. And then, of course, I definitely remembered this story. As the staff supervisor between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m, I was completely alone in the house. All of the residents would go to different jobs or day programs. And since there were no residents in the house, there was also no need to have any other staff on the premises during the day. My office was upstairs on the same floor as the residents' bedrooms. I would spend most of the day in my office, which was at the top of the stairs, doing paperwork and listening to music to alleviate the normally deafening silence. One day, I'm sitting at my desk when suddenly I hear what sounded like a child, judging by the sound and volume of the footsteps, running up and down the stairs, accompanied by what sounded like a basketball or one of those red playground balls bouncing down the stairs. Thump, 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 thump. Running up the stairs. Bounce, 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 down the stairs. Thump, 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 running back up, running back down to retrieve the ball. And this repeated about 5 times as I listened, frozen in terror and disbelief. No one else was in the house. And even if they were, they wouldn't be playing with a ball on the stairs. After about the 5th thump, thump, thump up the stairs and bounce, bounce, bounce back down, I heard a different sound, clear as day and as loud as if she were right next to me, but also somehow sounding like it was coming from the bottom of the stairs. Not a vague whisper or a mental impression, an adult woman's voice shouted very sternly, "Stop that." I wish this had happened to me more recently at a different stage in my life. At that time in my life, I was very religious and thought anything paranormal must also be evil. I am no longer of the Christian faith and have a very different view of ghosts and the paranormal than I did then. Present day me would be peeing themselves with excitement and grabbing a recorder to try and catch some EVPs or communicate in some way. When it happened, however, I was absolutely terrified. My solution? Turn my music up as loud as it would go to drown out any further sounds and refuse to leave my office until someone else arrived for work and I was no longer alone in the house. Whoa. There's another like short story after this, but that sounds fucking intense.
Disembodied voices, yeah.
And the activity up the stairs and all.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she even had a ball.
Oh, like, was there even the present, like, a real ball
like a physical
in the house?
Ball, like, yeah. What do you mean, think I mean, like, did she have a good time?
No, it's like, ghost kid, real ball. It just didn't compute there for a sec. But, like, no, I've been in those types of houses before, and, like, there's something about them. They just have, like, a heavy atmosphere about them anyway.
Yeah.
It's like all of this emotional fucking, like you say, like the stink, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just gets kind of left there. So I would be shitting myself just being there alone anyway.
Mm.
And present day me, who loves this shit, would still shit myself.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I admire you wanting to go and grab the EVP recorder.
Yeah, well, one of the things that always concerns me is an attachment.
Yeah, yeah.
And like it always concerns me, and every time I see like ghost hunters with their own attachment issues, it just reaffirms. Like it comes in like the perfect time, because before we saw that one, was it the Paranormies?
Paranormies on YouTube, yeah, yeah. Before
that guy had the attachment on him, I felt myself getting more comfortable with the idea of investigating. And then I saw that and I was like, oh, right. Now I remember why I fucking don't want to.
We'll see. We'll see. It's fine. Anyway, my next story. You don't have to share this if it's too mundane, but it's one of those things that has really stuck with me, and I think of it often. It was just strange. My then boyfriend, now husband, and I were standing in a local gas station. We were facing the drink refrigerators, you know, the back wall of the building with a row of big glass-doored refrigerators. And as we were standing there, someone walked behind us. I'm not even sure how many of my senses perceived this person. I'm not sure if I felt the breeze of them walking by, saw the motion in the reflection of the doors. Did I see them out of the corner of my eye? Could I hear them walking? I'm honestly not sure. It did feel like they were a little too close, though. Almost like their arm or something had lightly brushed against my jacket. I just knew someone had walked behind us, and that whatever combination of sensations I had experienced had made me a bit uncomfortable. My husband felt it all too. Without speaking, my husband and I reflexively turned our heads in the direction that the person was walking, expecting to see someone walk past the row of refrigerators and into the door to a back stock room. But no one was there. And there wasn't a door. It was just a dead end. More refrigerators full of shelves of soda. Puzzled, we looked around some more. Where had they gone? There was no one. Not one single person in the main area of the store, other than a cashier and a customer being run up by the cashier. It all happened too fast for them to have gotten far, and there was no possible way for them to have kept walking in the direction they were going. When we got to the car, my husband and I discussed what we had both just experienced. We both felt the same things and had the same thoughts at the same time. Someone's behind us, too close. Where are they going? Turn our heads to see the person who had just made us feel so strangely, only to see nothing and no one. I still can't explain what happened that day, but something passed behind us, without question. It still gives me chills when I think about it. I will leave it at that for today, but I have so many stories to tell you, from childhood all the way to present day. Also, here's a fun little anecdote to end on. The other night, I was trying to get my son, who's 2 years and 8 months old, to sleep, when suddenly he pointed to the middle of our dark bedroom and said, "Who's that friend?" I kind of love that I am on my way to having bunches of kids say the creepiest shit, kids say creepy shit stories of my own. Thanks again. I am so excited to finally be writing in. I hope you enjoyed my stories. Love you guys. Angela.
I love that her kid said, "Who is that friend?"
Yeah, or was it, "Who is that friend?" Or does he refer to his mom as friend? Who's that friend? But no, I'm pretty sure he meant, "Who is this new friend?" And thank God, because if it was just like, "Who is that strange man?"
Yeah.
Gone. I would be gone. See you later, kid.
Or why does that person have no skin? Yeah. Or something like that.
Where's that man's face, mommy?
Yeah.
But no, I love the gas station one.
Why that ghost have all those teeth and no toothbrush?
It's the dancing skeleton man. But yeah, no, I love the gas station story because it's like one of those, it's not like some fucking period ghost from like the 1800s in a frock or anything like that. You're not in a creepy old castle. It's just one small thing on a regular day in a regular place.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it wasn't too mundane. It was perfect. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that one Nukes video that happened in a corner store. Remember that guy? He there was like a storm going on at this corner store and he was working by himself in the middle of the night. And the lights went out and he went into the stock room and he was hearing some weird shit happening in the boxes behind him. And then he finally got freaked out so much that he ran into his car and spent the rest of his shift in his car.
I vaguely remember. But I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be out of there so fucking fast. But no, Angela, those both of those stories were killer. Thank you very much. I can't wait to hear the rest of them. And you have another one for us.
Yes. And this one comes from our friend Gordy.
Yup, Gordy.
Hi, guys. Gordy again. This story is quite short. He meant to write short.
And sweet. He also emailed to correct himself on that as well.
Oh, so, did he? Yeah. Oh.
Apologies, Gordy.
Got him. All right. Here goes. When my wife, Catherine, and I bought our house, we knew it needed a lot of work doing. What?
We knew it needed a lot of work doing.
Like that's the way you say it?
Yeah, like it needed a lot of work had to be done.
It
Sorry,
needed a lot of work.
I'll translate this Englishman's English for you. No, it is. It's just an expression. Like, yeah.
Mm.
It needed a lot of work.
Okay, because I was like, I was just taking the piss out of him for a shirt, but now it's like, I don't even know.
Now it's ridiculous.
All right. Let's try this again. When my wife, Catherine, and I bought our house, we knew it needed a lot of work doing. Eventually, we got it fixed up. Then our first child, Roshin, came along, so we decided to build an extension and have it as a playroom for her. Nice. Pretty much as soon as the playroom was finished, we started noticing odd things. We started, and still sometimes do, smell cigarette smoke in the house. Neither of us smoke. Also, we'd hear things falling on the floor in the playroom to find random things in the middle of the floor. Nothing major, just a small toy or a book. I've heard that things can start to happen when you start to mess with old buildings, but who knows? Maybe they were just a coincidence. I hear the same thing too, Gordy.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like we're having a conversation with Gordy, okay?
Yeah, okay, sorry. I was just about to comment.
He hasn't left yet. He's still here. Right. Don't be rude.
He said it was shirt. I didn't know how shirt.
But the strangest thing to happen to us was as follows. We think this is completely unrelated to the other odd happenings, but happened around the same time. Catherine's auntie had been quite ill for a while, and we knew that it was just a matter of time before she passed away. Catherine and I were just in the kitchen talking about her aunt when our TV turned itself off. And the TV was brand new with nobody near the controls. But the strangest thing was that the very second the TV switched itself off, we also clearly heard one of Roshin's toys say goodbye with nobody near it. Soon after this happened, we got the call to say her auntie had sadly passed away. And you guessed it, time of death corresponded with the TV turning off and the toy saying goodbye.
Do you know what?
Do you know what?
Do you know what? Come here to me and I'll tell you. No, Gordy, there must just be something freaky about the name Róisín because...
Yeah.
My baby sister,
yeah,
Róisín, it's an Irish name for those who don't know. The majority of our listeners are American anyway. So Róisín is Gaelic, Irish Gaelic for rose. So it's not an uncommon name back home. It's fairly uncommon in England where Gordy's from, but I think he said his wife's family is Irish.
Mm.
Anyway, when Róisín was a baby, my Róisín, she was a little freak. So my grandmother's brother like wouldn't have anything to do with her. He's like, no, there's something weird about those eyes, she looks right through you, can't be dealing with it. Like, he was terrified of her.
Sounds like a man with a guilty conscience.
I think he was just terrified of ghosts. But yeah, and like she came down the stairs a couple times as a toddler, like, and would have like messages from our other great granny who died like 20 years ago before Róisín was born.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is very freaky, Gordy. I love those stories though as well. Perfect. And I am convinced as well, like, maybe where the extension was built, maybe the previous owner used to go outside and stand there to have his smokes at night.
Yeah.
Or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But while we're on the subject of Róisíns, and I don't know if she'll hear this because I know she dips in and out of the podcast, but my little sister Róisín is about to have a baby. And that's why we're going home after Christmas. Can't wait to meet all of the babies at home because there's lots of babies being had right now. But the room that the baby is going to be sleeping in was my room when I was living at home temporarily before I moved here. And I had a couple of weird experiences happen in that room. Like, nothing major, but like one night the light turned on by itself beside me and woke me up, like bedside light. And then I woke up one night feeling someone play with my toes. And I was like, oh, you know, logically thinking like, oh, well, maybe like my toes are just hanging out of the blanket. But no, my toes were wrapped under the blanket like I do. Like, anyway, it got to the point where I felt like a fucking idiot. But I said, like, please, like, you can figure it. It was like a family member or something. I was like, you can come, like, stay in the house by all means, but please don't come in here. This is my space, blah, blah, blah. And then nothing else happened in that room, but a couple of things happened around the room. And, like, I heard people coming up the stairs one day and stuff like that. Thought my dad had come in and felt like someone followed me up the stairs and stuff like that. But they always stopped at the door. But now my dad is doing up the room for the baby. And I woke up to a text from him the other day, which is strange anyway, because, like, he's my dad. We talk very sparingly.
He's a reactionary texter, not an initiate kind of texter.
And so I immediately thought, fuck, someone's dead or something. But anyway, he had been in there putting lights in the ceiling because we're both electricians and that's what we do. And he said he was just standing there admiring his handiwork when he heard something fall behind him. And he turned around and there was a bunch of connectors, which we would use to connect wires together. Like, that's their only fucking name is connectors. And they had just landed behind him in a little pile. So I'm blaming Róisín for it. Like,
I feel like if Róisín were to name her little girl Róisín, as soon as she's born, I feel like a portal would open.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, best stick with Sophia.
Yeah. Like, I imagine Róisín looking like this when she was a kid.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, she'd look like this and she'd be like, I have a message from grandmother.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I have a message from Nanny Peg. Which it was our granny. It was Nanny Peg. Anyway.
For all of you who are obviously not in the room with us, I was showing Adam a picture of the cat girl from Frankenweenie. If you don't know who that is, Google Frankenweenie cat girl. And that's who we're referring to.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's my Róisín story. And, well, I guess our little haunted house story.
Yeah.
And mom didn't sleep for about a week afterwards. But anyway, we have one last story to share. And this one is from somebody. I don't have the name here. I'll have to get it. Anyway, this story is from circa 1993. My wife and I have told other people, believing that our children did not remember what happened. But quite recently, my daughter brought it up and added more details that we did not know until now. From the time that my wife moved into the house, We could tell that something was off. The previous tenants had left suddenly. Every bathroom cabinet was full of prescriptions and over-the-counter medications and toiletries. The cabinets in the kitchen still had dishes inside them, and they had left an expensive leather coat and top-of-the-line cowboy hat in the master bedroom closet. Love it. Like free moving-in presents.
Free shit.
The landlord, a police officer on the local force, said that one day they were there, the next they were gone. He had tried unsuccessfully to find them. Oh, like they were gone.
Damn.
Using all the resources he had at his disposal, but they had seemed to vanish into thin air.
Which was a white pages phone book.
Yeah. I'm a policeman just shouting at the phone book. Give me all your answers.
A fucking magic eight ball.
Yeah.
You're gonna hate yourself for ask that again later.
Yeah. Fucking hell. That's my magic eight ball number. Or noise. Anyway. Still, it was a roof over their heads, and her now ex-husband insisted that they were making a big deal out of nothing.
That's why he's the ex-husband.
Yeah, this is a strange dynamic. Anyway, we would see a bluish mist out of our peripheral vision, but nothing there when we turned our heads. Cold spots everywhere, even with a wood-burning stove cranking out the heat full blast. Unexplained noises. Every seeming trope about a haunted house. But if he didn't see it, it was not real. We stopped trying to discuss it with him and never discussed it when the children were around. This night started like any other. We fed the kids, bathed them, and sent them upstairs to their room to play for a bit before bed. While we studied, we could hear them walking around above our heads as they played, since their room was directly above the dining room. Suddenly, all four of them began to scream. The sound of terror echoing down the stairs. In seconds, we ran up the stairs to their room and saw the flies.
Whoa.
There were thousands of flies. Every surface was covered in them, including our kids. Jesus.
Oh my God.
I ushered them down the stairs and grabbed the plastic and metal fly swatters that we kept hanging on a nail in the kitchen. For the next 20 minutes or so, my wife and I killed as many flies as we could. Swatters in both hands.
Oh my God. Exactly
as we walked through the room. This is a terrifying story, but this is hilarious.
You look like a penguin.
Yeah, that's... Jesus Christ. Swatters in both hands as we walked through the room. The window was so thick with them that you couldn't see the moon outside.
That's fucking insane.
Soon, there were fly corpses everywhere.
Jesus.
That's grim.
More like mush.
Maybe.
Because, like, oh, gross. Can you imagine, like, fly jelly everywhere?
Ugh. I would never feel clean in that house again. A few that we missed were buzzing around angrily, but we had killed the largest part of them, and they crunched under our feet as we walked across the room. My wife went down to comfort the kids, assess their well-being, and put them to bed in the living room. I grabbed a broom and a dustpan and went back upstairs to dispose of the dead bodies. There was not a dead or live fly to be seen.
Shut up.
Every single one of them had vanished completely. Even the swatters were impeccably clean, as if they'd never been used only moments before. I called out to my wife, and she joined me in the kids' room. She was just as perplexed as I was. We didn't shrug it off. Instead, it made us more vigilant in our attempts to hide the strange goings-on from our kids and attempt to discover exactly what was going on. My daughter and I were talking on the phone about a week ago about her love of horror and slasher films, and I mentioned ghost stories. She said, "I don't like ghost stories." "Why not?"
Interesting. I asked her.
"Because of the night of the flies."
Oh, wow.
"I was holding the alligator that they flew out of that night."
Was that one of the things that was left behind?
Her story, they were playing zoo and she was giving a tour of the animals.
Oh, that's so cute.
She picked up a hollow plastic alligator that we had brought home from the zoo the week before. And while she was holding it in front of her to show its teeth, flies began pouring out of its mouth.
Whoa.
She dropped it on the floor and they kept coming out until they all started screaming and we came up the stairs. She added, "I've never forgotten it. It was like the alligator was alive and squirming in my hands and the flies were making it act alive. I still have nightmares about it. I don't like any movies with anything that flies or crawls because I remember the feeling of all those flies crawling all over us."
There was a horror movie.
Well, it's in like The Exorcist.
Yeah, that one too.
And in Scary Movie, remember when the exorcist priest is like trying to take a shit and there's flies all over him?
Oh.
Anyway, I had nothing to say, no words of comfort to give because I too have a problem with flies to this day. Whoa. Okay, I wasn't expecting that. I need to find the...
That straight up sounds like that one. Okay, if you know what movie I'm referring to where there's flies everywhere, like randomly in that scary movie, like they had just moved into a house.
Well, I think it's quite a common thing for...
Let us know.
Like possessions and quote-unquote demonic ghost stories.
And maybe I'm thinking of several. And
yeah, you could be.
Let me know. In the in our new episode post on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll make an episode post.
Yeah, we always do.
Only if we have pictures. Only if we have pictures.
Why don't you just post up a picture of an alligator toy?
And lots of flies. This is what flies look like.
Did you just Google flies?
Yeah.
Sometimes I Google sometimes like I'll be in a conversation. I'm like, hang on, let me Google that. And I'm still in the middle of a conversation, like actively having a conversation, and I end up Googling what I'm saying in the moment instead of Googling what I mean to Google.
So that one was from Reddit user ConfusedMuse2. That really fucking took me aback. That was insane. So another story about my house, like my family home back in Ireland. I used to have this axolotl salamander in a tank.
Yeah.
And I came home from work one day and my mom was like, "Go upstairs and clean that fucking thing out. I don't know what it's after doing up there. There's like spiders everywhere."
Ew.
I was like, this... Like,
you're like, I don't know what he just did.
Yeah, nothing added up. Like, this thing was just a floating lump in a tank. Like, do you know what I mean? It didn't do anything. It didn't leave the tank.
Yeah.
And I go upstairs. I walk into my room, which was messy because I'm messy. And there's nothing there. I was like, the fuck is this lady talking about? Anyway, I better clean up. So I start cleaning up. Or no, I go outside to get the Hoover or something. And I'm gone like 2 seconds. I come back in. Spiders everywhere. All over my ceiling. Teeny tiny little spiders everywhere. And they all start fucking falling from the ceiling. Yeah, no, I don't like spiders. Like, nobody does. And, so I had the Hoover already, so I just started like hoovering the ceiling, trying to get all these fucking spiders away. And then, like, mid hoovering, they all just started disappearing again. So outside my bedroom window, which I had left open for weeks on end, like which I always did, a spider had like laid its eggs underneath the windowsill, and I guess all the eggs hatched, just naturally came into my window and up my curtains. And all over my ceiling. Oh, man. Disgusting. I was freaked out. Like, trying to go to sleep that night and all. Oh. Anyway, so...
Speaking of axolotls, did you know that sometimes axolotls will bite each other's legs off? And that's the way that they communicate sometimes?
Really?
Yeah. It's so natural for them to grow limbs that have come off that... doing that sort of thing is so commonplace, but like with the animal doing the chomping off of the leg,
it's just like me chopping you on the shoulder.
Yeah, and it's as natural, it's commonplace as a person getting their shit like ripped off.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, read us a tarot card, seeing as we forgot to do our weekly tarot.
I really like that. That was really fucking cool.
Thanks, Nyoiti, I think their Instagram username is. I hope. I don't know how you pronounce that.
No, Adam.
What is it? Nyoiti?
No.
Nyauti? That is. Anyway, thank you for pointing that out. And you know, like, actually, as we were finishing last week's episode, I was like, I felt like we were forgetting something.
Yeah. It looks like Nyauti, otherwise known as Joanna. The tarot card of the day. Here's hoping that the universe is speaking to you with this tarot card of the day. This is the Queen of Pentacles reversed. Nurture yourself and your loved ones today through practical loving action. Think of your chores as sacred. Honor your environment by cleaning it. Bless your body by eating some nutritious and delicious food and enjoying some gorgeous exercise. Bestow a little extra care upon your family, housemates, or pets. The care you invest today will only serve to multiply your abundance. When the Queen of Pentacles appears reverse, it is a signal to look at the relationship between yourself, your body, and your physical environment. You may be treating yourself badly, particularly in terms of how you're treating your body. You may be eating or drinking things that bring you momentary satisfaction, but that you know are bad for you. Pay attention to how you feel after indulging these treats. Are the long-term costs really worth the short-term pleasure? You may be eating or drinking in order to soothe difficult feelings, what is commonly called emotional eating. While this may provide you a quick fix in the moment, chances are good that drowning your emotions with food or drink ultimately leads to even more difficult emotions. When we let ourselves really feel our emotions, we can begin to get to the root of our troubles. Short-term fixes don't encourage us to grow. So, that is the long and the short of it. Basically,
get your fucking act together.
Get your act together. You're probably indulging too much in things.
I feel like that was written specifically to me because I just ate that vegan chocolate bar whole.
So, like when I read this, I was like, yes, I understand, universe. Because for the last 3 days, I was really resting because I was just very, very tired. And I felt actually like physically reap the rewards of that rest. My body was literally talking to me and telling me, hey, you need to fucking slow the hell down because we're not used to this. We're not used to all this movement you've been doing lately.
Yeah.
So when I pulled this, because I already planned to go back to the gym today because I've had enough rest.
Yeah.
And so when I pulled this, I was like, okay, this is spirit telling me go back to the gym.
Don't take the piss now.
Yeah. And I'm like, I get it. I was already making plans to go. Because, like, one of the things that always stands out to me when I pull this card is enjoy some gorgeous exercise, you know? And yeah, it's like,
who the fuck?
And it's like, okay, I get it. You're like make exercise seem very alluring. I will do it. Okay.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So don't be a slob. If you're eating your feelings, feel your feelings instead of eat them. Talk to somebody, journal. Clean house. Is the clutter piling up? Clean that shit. You know, go outside, do some exercise, do some yoga, do some fucking stretching at the very least.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm gonna wrap this up right now. That was really fun, actually. I'm glad we did that. Apologies for the delay. It's supposed to come out on the 1st. It's going to come out on the 2nd. Who even noticed? Anyway.
Yeah, no one really listens to these.
No, a lot of people do. Just it's always slightly less than the regular episodes. And anyway, reach out to us. Let us know. Tell us your stories. Tell us how you're feeling. Whatever you want. We're there. Message us. And follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. fuck Facebook, because it's just like not letting me access it. So I'm like, all right, who cares? And that's about it. Patreon, $2, $5, $10.
Yeah.
Hop on the Patreon train if you like. There's a lot of videos out there. There's about to be another one at some stage this week. And stay tuned for Friday for our werewolf conclusion.
Oh, the long-awaited. I think you're going to like it. Conclusion.
Yeah, I'm fucking sick of talking about werewolves.
I'm not sick of hearing it. I remember when you casually mentioned what the last installment of this saga is going to be. I was taken aback because I didn't even know this was a thing in that realm.
I know. It's totally fucking weird. Anyway, guys, thank you all very much, you beautiful, beautiful bastards. If you're still listening, we love you.
You're a real one.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We think this is completely unrelated to the other odd...